Nes mat a sigur bh géisiú an sa chléir se le ban a Dr. Breezy Bolaoghaire agus tá scíaltaí go leor leanúint ag Breezy agus tá sí go leanúint sé fá na háige gur i níos agus a sama a chéan sa tseantaíl agus cócaráirt go speisialt agus sciú sí leor ar cócaráirt agus an rodí dóla na mhéad a agus na cóirs níos anol ba sin tá sí gur heol cúpla uair anna na chuide a sin agus tá charactar ínta ag Breezy. So Breezy, you're more comfortable on your English, even though you love Gaelic, the language.
Ah, more or more Gaelic. Och ni fasen med oss Gaelic. Ta mig fjolum.
Ta tig fjolum, men det tig inte kvitt då.
Och ni är med avall på
kåra igen.
Skil och no. sen.
But regardless, Breezy, do you want me to, I like a piece on your youth and your background and all that, but would you like to tell me why you're called Breezy Wolof?
Well, I suppose it's good too because I have two birthdays every year. This year I was 15 on the 1st of February.
Right, so you're much younger.
Yes. But my natural birth is, I was born on the 3rd of March. No, the 4th. What date was I born? Aye, the 4th of March, 1964. Mary Alice Teresa Kelly, I was christened. But Ara, because of my childhood and just a lot of baggage I had with me all my life into my adulthood, there came a time for change. Anyway, it happened, funnily enough, I went to a hypnotherapist to try and stop smoking. See, she is, she lights a cigarette.
It hasn't worked, crazy.
No, it hasn't worked, Donald. But a lot of other good things came out of it. But anyway, the guy I went to, his name was Niket. He believes that all the abuses we give our bodies, drinking too much, eating too much, smoking too much, whatever, drugs, da-da-da-da-da, it's because of something that we think we should be punishing ourselves for, if you like. And anyway, when I went to the first session, I didn't think anything was happening. And then he's asked me to go back and think of the earliest happy memory I had, and I just couldn't think of anything. But I went back to a particular point that was sad for me as a child, and I just started crying, and I cried for hours, Donald, for hours, and. After a few sessions, anyway, I was cured of a lot of things, not the smoking. But when I was leaving, Niket, he said to me, he said, "You're leaving Mary Alice behind here." And I knew what he meant, but I was still, you know, as far as Mary Alice. He said, "I think you should change your name because it's a new beginning." And he said, "Is there any name you'd like to be called?" And I said, "Well, no, not really, that can immediately come to mind, you know." And he said, Breezy Willow. And he said, "Breezy, because you're always going to be bending all over the place. And like a willow, you'll bend, but you'll never break." That's basically it.
So that's how you got your name.
That's.
But it was good, Breezy,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, well, you know, and funny, Donald, it took me a long time to establish the name because in the beginning it became almost a frantic obsession.
Yeah.
I'm now breezy, you know.
Now you don't even think of it.
I don't even think about it, and it does take me by surprise sometimes when I hear my name, Mary
Your
Alice.
Old name, yeah.
But it doesn't annoy me anymore.
So it helped you so much. Like
it did,
definitely.
It did. Do you know the way it is? I mean, you know the old saying, call me anything you like, but not too early in the morning.
Well, you see, tell me a wee bit of your youth. You were brought up, you said, in the Maws End.
I was born in the Maws End. My mother, a woman by the name of Yvonne, well, her maiden name, Doherty. And she was married to a man by the name of Conall Kelly, and they got married, and they bought the Maws End, or it was Malloy's Hotel at the time, and my older brother John and I were both born there. And then when I was about 18 months, they moved to where the that Isle of Ruin, Kelvin, and Glenties.
At the end of the street,
yeah,
in Glenties,
the corner
right
there, yeah, the ground.
So it was an old hotel, the Moss Inn, and did your parents run it as a hotel?
They
or
did, yes. They
did.
In fact, Mammy cooked her own wedding breakfast.
My God.
Yeah. So Mammy was an amazing cook, mother, friend. Anyway, sorry.
So this is where you took a great interest in cooking, Breezy. Like, she was brilliant at baking and all that.
Oh, yeah. I refer to her as the master baker. Yeah. My grandmother as well, Mammy's mother, I called her Minnie the Minx. She was, Doherty, she married a man from Greencastle, Neil Doherty. And she was Mary Ellen McDyer from Kilrain, but everybody called her Minnie. I called her Minnie the Minx. But she as well, she was a baker extraordinaire. But I think those generations were.
Oh, they were, yeah.
You know, it's like, yeah.
It came naturally to
it
them.
It just came naturally.
Yeah, and they never measured when they were baking, just
a handful of this,
yeah,
and a knife full of that.
Yeah, and that's
that
true,
was basically,
though.
And that's,
yeah,
the way I learned to bake from my mother as well, initially. I remember, Donald, when I got the idea I don't say that I wrote the book, I compiled it. Because
right.
it's a collection of recipes that I've gathered from, well, my mother, of course, but also from children at schools that I visited, you know, and then there's little stories dispersed throughout it and all the rest, you know. But gathering the recipes of Mammy, like the two of us trying to figure out a way of saying, now how do you so she would measure with her eye,
yeah,
and I would get a cup to measure her eye measurement, and we got the system going.
Yeah. So three handfuls of this, and
yeah
you had to measure that.
Yeah.
Brilliant, though.